Richard Arnold, very good morning to you.
All is good. Good morning,
Mike. Yes, it is. Now, North Korea, they got the missile ready, have they, with the nuclear weapons?
By the sounds of it, the Washington Post is reporting that they have passed, in North Korea, they've passed another threshold in their bid to produce this arsenal of missile-ready nuclear weapons. The Post saying U.S. intelligence, which is never wrong, right, has concluded that Pyongyang now has succeeded in making a miniaturized nuclear warhead that can fit inside their missiles. That is technically a demanding feat, the Post saying. Another U.S. assessment has increased the calculation of the number of nukes under the control of Kim Jong-un. They say they could now be up to 60, says John Garamendi, a Congress member on the Armed Services Committee.
We've heard numbers varying from that number downward. The actual number, we don't know. The number of miniaturized weapons, we don't know that number either. The fact that a miniaturized nuclear weapon may be or is in existence or may be in existence is important. But let's keep in mind that this is not an imminent threat to the United States in that there are other steps that they will have to have.
He's talking about ways to control long-range missiles. Meantime, we've seen others in the region and elsewhere beginning to take notice. The UN Security Council voting this week with China and Russia joining the US, that's the first, on new sanctions. That has been spurned by North Korea. Nikki Haley, America's UN envoy, says of the sanctions effort,
"We don't know that they're going to work this time, but it was something that we needed to do."
So there are a lot of uncertainties in all of this, but this direct challenge is moving closer than ever. Nuclear weapons analyst Tom Kalina says his biggest concern is this.
It's a dangerous situation. It's a very unstable situation that could quickly stumble into catastrophe. You know, mistakes, misidentification of cues. Again, neither one of these leaders have much experience doing this. So the first thing we need to do is try to sit down, get these two leaders to sit down, the two sides to sit down, and start talking.
No sign yet of Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un doing any such thing. Latest polling here shows 72% of Americans, quote, are uneasy about possible conflict.
What do they want for the HBO hack?
They want millions of dollars. The hackers who broke into the production house stealing Game of Thrones videos and company documents, they say, are demanding this enormous ransom. Otherwise, they say they will release whole TV shows and more company emails. They've already put out in their latest dump of data the personal phone numbers of the Game of Thrones actors, along with a script for a coming episode of the series. They also issued financial balance sheets for the company. They say HBO has 3 days to respond. The company says it does not believe its email system as a whole has been compromised. They say they're investigating. Well, we see, won't we? The hackers say it took them 6 months to break into the HBO network. They brag this is the biggest hack in the cyberspace era. So this is a standoff in a case where the information stolen is said to be about 7 times more than was taken in the hack of Sony Pictures a few years back.
Amazing. Good to see you, mate. Richard Arnold in the States for us this morning.